This is a podcast from Rover.
Joining us on the phone this morning, a diver, Zach Patty. You may have seen the video. Here he is here.
No!
It's not me in the bath either. From the Bay of Islands, he was diving. He joins us on the phone this morning. Zach, good morning, mate.
Good
How are you?
Here, buddy.
G'day, mate.
Good morning.
Yeah, good. How are you guys?
Good.
Mate, so good. Thanks for coming on our show this morning. Really appreciate it. So this is last month. You're on a spear fishing trip, Bay of Islands. You're after some kingfish. Then what happens?
So went out to spear a kingfish with some mates and dove down, shot one, and then, yeah, just got swarmed by sharks, basically.
So you can watch this if you haven't seen it. It has gone around a lot of the place, and hence why we've got you on the show, Zach. But you can text the word shark to 3520, and we'll flick you back the video to see. But when you were going and spearing kingies and stuff, which you would have done heaps of times, no doubt you've seen plenty of sharks because they'll be like the tax man, you know, and like even if you're fishing and they'll try and maybe come and take your kingie from you. But this was different this time because of the amount of them. Had you stumbled into a sort of a feeding frenzy? What was going on?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so normally when we go spearing, like, it's not uncommon to see bonzoellas and stuff like that. But, yeah, just the number of them, eh? Like, usually we see one or two, and you can sometimes slide a kingfish past them. But, yeah, on this particular day, like, I saw one before I shot that fish. And, yeah, as soon as I shot the fish, they just came out of everywhere, basically.
How many?
Oh, man, yeah, just, it was like 1, 2, then 10, then, yeah, just kept increasing. And then we just let them have it, and in the end we're like, it's not worth trying to get that fish up here.
What was the feeling in the water? Were you terrified, trying to keep you cool? Like, how does it play out?
I was like, yeah, I don't know. Honestly, I was like, shit, there's a lot of sharks. yeah, but I, bit nerve-wracking. When is that many?
Yeah, I bet.
Now, we've seen the video. Oh, sorry, Miles.
Yeah, I just want to. Did you know that they were bronze whalers straight away? Were you like, because
yeah.
Oh, good. Because I was like, you know, watching them. I was like, geez, I wouldn't know what a bronze whaler is.
The difference.
The difference. They just look like a shark. And instant panic.
Yeah.
Now, do you poop your wetsuit? them off? What do? Do you pee yourself?
Did Zach do a cat?
Yeah. Thankfully, my wetsuit was brown already, so no one noticed.
And you can see the video, and you are, like, getting, you've got a spear gun, and they're sort of coming at you, and you're just sort of prodding them away.
Like batting them off.
Batting them off, so to speak. So how many came at you?
I think at one point in the video, there was about 6 swimming at me at once. That's, like, about the first time that I really started getting concerned. But, it died down relatively quick after that. I think they got the idea that we weren't food, and... It wasn't so bad, but hairy for a minute.
I bet. So I'm no Dr. Riley, you know, who's the guy who we have on all the time, who's the shark doctor, right? I'm certainly not. But and you'd know too, Zach, bronze whalers are usually, they're definitely not. They're super far away from being aggressive sharks towards humans, you know, like they're
more curious. Totally, yeah.
For the most part curious, and they just wanted your food that you had. But you've also shot a good kingie. How long did you think, nah, stuff you, you're not getting it? And then just more and more turned up. Like, what was it, the point when it got to 20 when you're like, okay, you guys get it, you can have it? How long did you try and keep the fight for?
Until it was like full Sharknado on it. There's like a ball of just sharks. Oh. And then I was like, I don't need that in my life.
Oh.
Did you go back down that same day in that area to try and get another kingie, or was that you done for the day when you've been circled by?
That was definitely us done at that spot. I can't remember. I think we might have jumped in somewhere else. We did get a couple of kingfish that day.
Yeah.
But, it definitely wasn't at that spot. I lost a spear as well. They took the spear and everything when the shark took the fish. So.
Did they?
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
But you sort of do a bit of this because you're an underwater photographer. And so, but you've never seen 20, obviously, at once or sort of in a frenzy.
Not in a frenzy like that. Like, generally, if you know there's that many around, you just wouldn't even bother shooting a fish.
Of course.
But, like, it was me and another guy on the water, and we saw one shark before the kingfish turned up, and I was like, oh, there's two of us, we'll manage it.
Do you see sharks all the time when you spearfishing?
Yeah, seen any great whites down there?
Nah, never seen any great whites. But, almost every time I get in the water and go spearing, I'll see bronze whalers.
Oh, okay.
Occasionally a Marco shark, but mainly bronzies.
Hey, mate, just before you go, it's great to have you on here. Zach Paddy, he went fishing last month, and there's 20 bronzies around, and there's a great video. You can text the word shark to 3520 to get it. A guy, Brody, just texted in. He said he's mates with you, and he surprised you on the phone because you normally sleep till 11.
Crack up.
Good on you, Zach.
Thanks, Zach.
See amazing. Zach's awesome. Video. It's amazing. Of the sharks coming at him. Texting shark 3520. Back to sleep, mate. Yeah. Thanks for your time.
You awesome. Go.
Good on you.
Later, bye.